the No Panic Zone, where free speech is an essential activity. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I am America's voice, and this is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January the 18th, 2021. Thank you for being here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, now let's start with something hopeful, shall we? How about this? You can spend a few dollars and get $2 billion in return this week. How often does that happen? That's because you can spend about $5 and get Mega Millions and Powerball tickets, both in record territory, worth about $1.6, $1.7 billion combined. Number two, the first most important task on the to-do list for President-elect Joe Biden is making more than 20 million illegal aliens legal. That's job one, apparently. Job one, making the illegal aliens in America legal. And number one, the irrational pursuit of an impeachment trial of President Trump after he leaves office continues for progressives who want more than a pound of flesh. They want him destroyed. And his followers and supporters sent off to re-education camps. That's really what they want. Fortunately, that's not going to happen. But the pursuit of the impeachment is going to happen. It appears ever more likely that the Senate trial for impeachment will be running along with the first 100 days of the Biden administration. President-elect Biden has a chance to stop this, should stop this circus, but won't. He's been cowed into going along with this divisive maneuver. Of course, having an impeachment trial post his term is unheard of. Many say it's unconstitutional and illegal. But the Democrats don't care. You see, they want a pound of flesh, not just from him, but from everyone that ever supported him. People in his administration, former members of his administration, blackballed, targeted, doxed, threatened. Is this the America we live now in 2021, where the Democrats stand idly by, where silencing their opponents is not enough on social media, where censorship doesn't go far enough, but violent threats are a beginning, and not just destroying somebody's job and reputation, destroying their prospects to do anything in the future? Normally, people would leave administrations. They'd go to work for Fortune 500 companies. They'd go to work for universities and colleges as advisors and deans. Well, not here, of course, because anybody that worked for Donald Trump, of course, is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Just ask the progressives on MSNBC and CNN. They're members of the Klan. They're Nazis. They're evil. If the progressives were given their way, some of these folks would just be taken out and summarily shot. And don't think that's hyperbole. It's not. They really would. That's how much they hate Trump. They hate his followers because they don't get it. They don't understand that they didn't support Donald Trump because they were members of the Ku Klux Klan. They supported Donald Trump because they were forgotten and ignored. Working class people in this country brushed off as factories went to Mexico and China, Taiwan and Vietnam. Hopes were dashed and Main Street shut down, and they didn't care. They went to Washington for $150,000 a year jobs and came home millionaires. What do they care? They're at the country club anyway. They're members of Congress. They're former members of Congress or lobbyists or lawyers. The little people, we'll go out and tell them whatever they need to hear every 4 years to get reelected. But other than that, do they really matter? No. Has their lot in life been improved under Democrat rule? No. Look at Democrat cities around this country. One after another, a complete and abject failure. Poverty, homelessness, destruction. In fact, I want to share with you some sound now that I touch on that. Andrew Yang is running for mayor of New York City. His big gripe is about the pandemic issues. But I want you to listen to what is said during the discussion with Andrew Yang. It's bite number one here. And listen to the guy that he's talking to explain what was going on in New York City before the pandemic. Bite one, go.
Most people don't know, pre-pandemic, 80% of New Yorkers were already living paycheck to paycheck. They're already suffering. We didn't have any cash in our pockets. We didn't have any solutions for the pandemic. And food has become the new currency in communities like mine. It should never be that way. And that's why I think Andrew, his bold vision to abolish poverty, Andrew Yang, and to make sure our constituents no longer have to wait for hours to get food. This is unacceptable. We should be mad, but we should be also looking forward to real solutions. And that's why Andrew Yang will be the next mayor and deliver real results.
So, not real easy to understand, so let me just say it for you. The man walking with Andrew Yang, walking by people in a food line at a homeless shelter, said before the pandemic, more than 80% of New York residents were living paycheck to paycheck, suffering, poor, desperate. Well, New York's been run by Democrats for decades. The place has been run by Democrats for years. Bill de Blasio, what a failure. And they want to elect Andrew Yang, another progressive, to solve poverty and make sure people eat. It's all the same nonsense you've been fed before. And yet, the Democrats want to spend their time focused on impeachment. And here's Lindsey Graham talking about the damage that will do, not just to Democrats, but to Republicans who go along for the ride as well. It's bite number 9. Listen to this.
What good comes from impeaching Donald Trump after he leaves office? This is a scarlet letter impeachment where the Democrats are trying openly to disqualify President Trump from ever holding office again after he leaves office. This has never been done in the history of our country. I think it is blatantly unconstitutional. It's being driven by the radical left. And what is Joe Biden doing? He's sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. One phone call from President-elect Biden would stop this. And to my Republican colleagues in the Senate, if we embrace an unconstitutional impeachment of Donald Trump after he's out of office, it will destroy the party. The Republican Party wants to move forward. President Trump's going to be the most important voice in the Republican Party for a long time to come. He's going to accept responsibility for his part on January the 6th, but impeaching him after he leaves office is not only unconstitutional, from a Republican point of view, it would destroy our party. I hope the Republican senators know that because it is a reality and it will not help the country, the most important thing. Impeaching him after he leaves office will be disastrous for this country and our party.
He's exactly right about that, by the way. It would be a disaster for the Republican Party. Because the 75 million people that voted for Donald Trump would not line up and say, hey, we're good with that. We like the idea that you impeached him after he left office. No, it will embolden those that are Trump supporters. And if you really want to destroy the Republican Party, end up with a third party so the Democrats will win every time, every race. That's the danger you face. Wake up, Democrats. Move on. Wake up, Republicans. Move on. 14 after.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Recently, I spent time with a group of young people who were hearing impaired and deaf. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I'd like to pass on some tips on how you can reach out to people who are deaf. First, talk directly to the deaf person and not to the sign language interpreter. Second, if the deaf person speaks and you don't understand, don't pretend that you know what he said. Instead, ask him to repeat his statement or write it down. Third, be careful not to cover your face. Many deaf friends rely partially on lip reading in order to understand what you're saying. Also, don't talk too fast. Be patient, even if it takes a while to converse. And lastly, don't yell. Sometimes people even yell at those of us in wheelchairs, and that can be embarrassing. But most importantly, don't back away. Don't be shy. These are just some deaf etiquette tips for you, and there's more at disabilitycampaign.org.